Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a five-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Mead. Our devotional for today is entitled Epitaph for a Ruler. Our verse is Mark 10:22. But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. If we were to visit a corner of the Bible character cemetery where lie those who rejected Jesus, we would find the headstone of a young man known as the rich young ruler. The epitaph on his grave is one of the saddest of all in the Bible. All three apostles, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are careful to record the fact that he went away sorrowful. What was this young man like to have made such an impression? Mark tells us that the young man ran to meet Jesus, so he was enthusiastic about his soul. He wanted to make the most of his life. When Jesus asked him about keeping the commandments, he could say that, according to his light and standard, he had kept them from his youth up. He was rich, religious, clean, and lovable. But by coming to Jesus, he was asking, "Have I missed something? What is it?" Jesus did not send him away, saying, "You have arrived." Instead, he said to him, "You lack one thing." It was not decency, uprightness, or integrity. It was not earnestness and high courage. It was not reverence. He was still able to bend the knee. What, I asked, had he missed? He had missed eternal life. He had missed the life that comes from knowing God through Christ. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. As the young ruler knelt at the feet of Jesus, he told him how he might find what he had missed. What did he tell him? His answer was drastic. Oftentimes we preachers seek to perform a major operation, but we fail to make an incision. Not so with Jesus. He fairly laid the patient open with his word, "Go your way, sell what you have, and give to the poor. Come, take up the cross and follow me." Of course, Christ does not demand that of every man. Why did he ask it of this man? He saw that while eager for eternal life, he was yet more eager for things. He had great possessions, but possessions also had him. But what is universal in this command? It is this: follow me. That's the one essential. What Jesus was after was not the selling and giving. He was after the young man himself. He was after obedience. That is Christianity, the whole of it. It is Christianity in its course and in its consummation. When the young man went away sorrowing, Jesus said with aching heart, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples, amazed at what they saw, turned to Jesus and said, "Who then can be saved?" "Who indeed?" The answer is anyone who is willing to follow and obey. Look at Matthew. He also was a lover of money. He loved it so much that he sold his good name for it. But when he encountered Jesus, his sorry bargain began to break his heart. Then one day the master said, "Follow me." Then what? Did Matthew give all his wealth away? I do not know. Did he sob or shout or sing? I do not know, but I do know this. He did the one essential thing. He did that which brought this newness of life. He followed Jesus. Today, Lord, I've decided that following you is more important than anything I might cling to here on earth. I surrender all and choose to follow only you. Amen.
We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. Check our online store for devotionals for the whole family, including the At Papa's Knee series of children's devotionals and the books from which these radio broadcasts are taken, Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions. These are all available on our website, www.classicchristianity.net. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.